everybody. Happy Sunday and Happy New Week at the same time. It's exactly 8:28 here in the Philippines, and I have had enough time to really watch self-growth and self-development videos last night, and I ended up kind of sleeping late, so it did affect my morning routine. And one thing that I have learned is that habit is everything. When you are starting to be consistent with your habits, you have to be very careful even in the slightest choice that you make, because it will definitely affect the progress. And I am just grateful for learning things even in the errors that I have made. Today I decided to improve on my mindset, and what I usually do is I search for self-awareness questions or journaling prompts. I've been doing this since last year because I really do care about my mental health, so I do a lot of mental decluttering. But for today, instead of just writing them out in my journal, I decided to record a podcast in order for you guys to at least get to know a little bit of me, and at the same time to also learn something based off from the questions that I will be reading. I will be personally answering the questions, and I know this is gonna be a challenge because I have not really read the questions, but since this is not scripted, so I won't really mind. By the way, this is the self-assessment questions for Guaranteed Growth by Wabi Sabi Learning. There are a lot of websites on mental health that you guys can search in order for you to have specific questions that might address your situation. In order to get to really know yourself, you have to really get to find resources, and it's not just about knowing yourself, but it's about knowing the things that you have to improve on and getting to know the things that you're already good at, and how will you be able to master all of your skills and at the same time be better at some areas in your life. So let me begin. First question here is, let's make it very personal, so I would use the word I. Did I work hard as I could have? Okay, so this is a very challenging question. For me, I have always been the person who wants to set everything in its specific area. So when I say work, I am technically not working because I am still a student. But in the context of work, I believe that even though I am still studying, I have already set specific opportunities, and I have been signing up to workplaces. And I guess this question has become general, so I'll just maybe at least just generalize everything. So let me rephrase by saying, did I work hard in my studies, in my starting career, as I could have? And honestly, I think the answer would be in between a yes and a no. I don't know if there is such a thing, but what I'm saying is, yes, I am trying, I am thriving, I am growing, I am learning new things every day, I am learning how to be very patient with my progress and how to appreciate my growth. But at the same time, there is also a hint of a no, because I knew for myself that there are still things that I am withholding inside of me because of fear and anxiety and uncertainty and impatience. You know, I shouldn't be really hard on myself when it comes to working, because I have always believed in the principle that you cannot give what you have. So currently, I can't honestly say that I am working as hard as I'm supposed to be, but this time I am really taking breaks and pause in everything. I am constantly learning, and even though it's a slow progress, I am thankful for my growth. Just a word from a friend yesterday, I am so thankful for this lesson. It's not about perfection, but it's always about progress. So yeah, that's it. My answer for the first question, did I work hard as I could have? Yes, I'm trying, but I am not at my full best yet. Question number two, did I set and maintain high standards for myself? Honestly, yes. I have always been labeled as someone who has high standards in everything, probably in all areas, and I'm grateful because my parents really did instill the mindset in me growing up. And though it's very challenging to kind of stoop down to the level of the society right now, but I have always kept in mind that the standards that I give for myself individually will definitely impact the life that I am about to build, and the family and everything in my life. But I think there are at some areas in this life that I have probably failed to really maintain the highest of all standards. And I think it's really more of, you know, it's more of learning how to see things in a much better perspective. Because let's just say I do something like academically, at times when I'm already very drained and, you know, my body really needs enough dose of sleep and all the self-care, I have this tendency to just leave it as it is, to be honest. And I also have a bit of procrastination issues, and that's something that I really try to learn. So yeah, did I set and maintain high standards for myself? I have set, and I am trying to maintain. I can't fully say I have maintained, but yes, I have set, and I am trying to maintain high standards for myself, for my studies, for my work, and for everything. Third question, did I spend enough time to do quality work? Quality work for me is doing things in a smart manner, not in a hard manner, or it's not about working hard, but it's about working smart. And for the entire time being, ever since I had a conversation with my good friend Sophia when it comes to our nursing classes and our nursing reviews, this is definitely something that I have learned. And I realized that all throughout my nursing education, probably for the past couple of years, I have always been so hardworking, but at times I have forgotten to really spend the legit quality work, which eventually will really give you a lot of progress, and the fruits will be a very bountiful. Quality work for me is learning how to organize and plan your work before doing it, and having an objective goal. A goal that does not necessarily tire your body, your soul, and your mind. But quality work, I believe it's more of being content with what you've accomplished, but at the same time, you knew that you were able to set your goal. So honestly, my answer would be a slightly no, because this is really something that I'm also trying to do. That's why I am in the moment, or I am in a current season wherein I really try to minimalize my priorities, because I am a person with so much ideas and I just don't know where to place everything in, though it might be, it's kind of hard to just put a few of these ideas in the box, but I know that the Lord will really enable me to really get to find my purpose and solidify my reason for doing things. Okay, so my answer would be a slightly no. Four is, did I regulate my procrastinations, distractions, and temptations in order to complete my work? Yes. In the area of procrastination, I am a little bit confident that I have already overcame this, yes. Because I can't handle the stress of doing things late. So I don't really have issues with procrastination, maybe slight, but not really that severe. For distraction, objective distractions, I guess I'm trying to really take away phones and other things, and not really temptations, but I guess it's more of how I'm very open to a lot of people, and every day I message like 20 or 30 people at least, and I have appointments and events in mind, so it's kind of hard to really focus on the work that you're doing when your mind is always thinking about events and this and that and reviews and boards and everything else. So yeah, I guess my answer for this is I'm really trying to regulate. See, I'm trying, guys, we all are. Fifth question: Did I make good use of available resources? Yeah, definitely. And I am just so grateful because I have enough, and I am stable, and I have all the things that I need, most especially when it comes to technology and good internet and books and reading materials and amazing people and brilliant individuals around my back. So I think, yes, I am able to make good use of available resources. Next is, did I ask questions if I needed help? This is really hard because I am always the one who's asked, and I can only ask people that I really trust, people that are really intellectually abled, because the questions that I tend to ask are not questions that common people do. I don't know if I make sense, but at the moment it's really kind of hard to ask and to start off meaningful conversations with individuals who are, you know, whose mindsets are just fixed with what's normal and the culture and this and that. So yeah, I definitely do ask questions if I needed help, but I guess I have not really made like a legit conversation with someone, or probably a couple of my friends. But I think this is really a challenge because not everyone is willing to also answer, but I don't know, maybe I have not asked or I have not tried also. So yeah, I'm definitely gonna try this, to ask questions if I needed help, but I have to really know that I need help. 7 is, did I review my work for possible errors? When I read this earlier, when I just run through the screen, this has caught my attention, and I said, okay, a no. The answer would be a no. I don't really review my work for possible errors because I am scared, and I have fears, and I have doubts, and yeah, the rest of it is something that I have to work on. So honestly, I don't review my work for possible errors. Did I examine best practices for similar work? I don't really get the gist, but did I examine best practices? Oh yeah, I think this is more of learning new options or learning new strategies. Yes, I am right now. I am doing baby steps. I am trying to list down my weaknesses and things that I need to overcome, and at the same time I'm learning new techniques and new variations with how I can be able to really, really get my goal. So I am starting to examine, is my work something I am proud of and would show to a larger audience? Definitely. Definitely. And that is the reason why I really pushed through the podcast. I see meaning in everything in this life, and that is something that I'm really grateful to God for. I see beauty in everything, and I know that the stories and the thoughts and the experiences and the lessons that I have in my life right now, even at an early age, is something that I need not keep in me. So it's definitely something that I'm so proud of, to share to a larger audience. And in the future, I am really prayerfully working hard to publish books and materials to help other individuals be the best version of themselves. So yes, definitely. And this is a final check-in here. It's just a reminder to take things one step at a time. It's technically about doing things one day at a time, baby steps, learning that it's always about progress and not perfection. And these things are the things that I am learning day by day, moment by moment. And I'm just so grateful because doing things like this, like activities wherein you get to really understand and see yourself even more, will eventually foster your becoming. And I'm grateful to God for really being so exclusive to me. Like, my growth, honestly, it's not monthly, it's not weekly, but it's literally daily. And I am so grateful and I'm so thankful for everything that the Lord has given me in this life. And I hope we'll have more talks like this. So it's not just me growing, but I'm also gonna be growing with you all. So I guess that's all for today, and have a great week, everyone.